I was thinking of the gospel this week. I couldn't help but reflect on my first job I had as a teenager in high school. I found that I could use some extra spending money, and so my dad said, well, get a job. So I said, okay, so where do I start? So I started to drive by, once I got the license, my license, the stores in the area to see who was hiring, where the help wanted signs were. And one of the stores that I came across that was hiring at the time was Menards. And so I thought I would go in and grab an application. They said they would work around my high school schedule. And so I thought, great. And I assumed that I'd be doing something rather simple because it was my first job and because of my age. Figured I'd be loading up customers' purchases or collecting maybe carts in the parking lot and bringing them back into the store. But I was very surprised where they put me. They actually assigned me to the building materials department to write up customers' orders so that they could then drive around and pick up their orders from the warehouse or the yard and back. And I thought to myself, well, okay, how hard can that be? So I started my first day, and my boss put me at the desk, showed me where the things were so that I could write up their orders when they came and approached. And it was a weekend, so it was rather busy. But I was a little bit shocked because I realized that these customers that were coming to write up orders had lots of questions. So they would stop, and as I was writing, they would ask me, is it 2x4 actually 2 inches by 4 inches? Because that's important. I'm measuring. Can I install my treated lumber right away? How many screws do I need for my deck, and how long should they be? How many paver stones do I need for my new patio or walkway? Here, these are the measurements. How much insulation do I need for this new addition to my house? Or how many packs of shingles do I need for my roof? And what's the warranty on that? Of course, my answer to all these questions for a young 17-year-old who never built a thing in his life at that point was, I don't know. Let me ask my manager. So it took about 2 days, as you can imagine, before my boss was getting kind of annoyed with all my questions, as were the customers, because of my extreme lack of knowledge. And so out of fear and frustration, I decided, boy, I don't think this is the job for me. But my boss picked up on that. He picked up on my frustration, and he pulled me aside after the weekend, and he realized that I had no experience in this area. And so he very kindly told me, you know, Sean, just be patient. Be patient, give it some time, don't panic, and be open to what he would teach me and tell me to do. And he said that if I did, then soon all of this knowledge about building materials will start to come together for me. And so I thought, all right, I'll give it a chance. But all I needed at that time, really, was his reassurance that he would teach me, and teach me he did. Eventually, I remember that I actually started to enjoy the job as I got more confident and actually ended up working there all the way through my college years and learned so much thanks to his patience. And even though I never really built anything significant, I could still probably tell you, even to this day, what you need for your home improvement project and what it can be used for. You know, the apostles were also struggling today. They were struggling in their preparation to help their spiritual customers. And so they approached Jesus. They realize that they're falling short. They're maybe a little bit nervous, whatever it might be. And so they ask the Lord, increase our faith. In other words, Lord, teach me, help me. Help me to learn. Help me to believe and to trust in you. Do we want a stronger faith that will bring us peace, and more joy out of life? Of course we do, or none of us would have bothered to come to church this morning. And so what can we do to increase our faith? And the good news is the answer is quite simple. We just have to fall back on those things that we already know, that our parents, that our grandparents, that our teachers, our priests of the past have passed on to us. I think the first thing that we can always remind ourselves to do is simply do what the apostles did. If we feel there's too much fear in our life, if we want to grow in our faith and trust in the Lord, then simply take that time in prayer to ask him as the apostles did. And you may also want to ask for the intercession of your friends in heaven, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our guardian angels, the apostles, all those saints that are dear to us. On Monday, we'll be celebrating the Feast of the Holy Rosary. This is a great prayer. In fact, I think it's the most effective personal prayer that we can do outside of the Mass for increasing our faith. Also, let us not forget that we can always break open our Bibles, even at home, to read the Gospels, which are a great way to get to know Jesus on a deeper level and increase our faith. And of course, coming to Mass and receiving the Lord in a state of grace and thanksgiving. And also to pay attention to what Jesus says in our parable today, to be the humble servant, by being open to opportunities during the week to reach out and help and assist our neighbor. If we really want our faith to increase rapidly, then adoration, I think, is really the key. Short visits or an hour visit to the Blessed Sacrament in any church throughout the world. We are so blessed here to have our adoration chapel where Jesus is exposed in the monstrance. And we know that with adoration, that this is the closest we can get to God on this earth. That God reserves special blessings for those who come to visit with him in this way. And all these ways are ways that God desires that we increase our faith by simply spending time with him in these forms of prayer. Sadly, many today, as we probably know, are not interested in increasing their faith, or they're not interested in increasing the little faith that they may have left in their hearts. Sometimes they're people we work with, sometimes they're people in our own families. And these we have to keep lifting up in prayer, for they are like the customers that I encountered that never asked any questions, but simply came up to me and ordered and bought their stuff. But what happened was they went home and they built whatever they wanted until the inspector came and told them they were violating all kinds of city codes and made them tear it down. Or they found that they bought the wrong stuff in the first place, and because of that, it just wasn't going to work. And so it was very frustrating for them. But the reason why those things happened was because they never asked for help or assistance. God wants us to come to him. He wants us to ask. And he wants to help. Why? Because he loves us. We're his beloved children. And so if we respond to his invitation to come to him in daily prayer, he will make sure that we get all the spiritual tools and the materials that we need to not only complete our current projects, but also to deal with our current problems, but also to complete our life's mission.